My Maid Service by Dorothy Hubbard. With mops and brooms and cleanser, they turned my world right side up again. In the 4 months after my mother died, I tried to cope with the loss as best I could, but I often felt alone and helpless. Our extended family all lived out of state and had already done a lot anyway. With obligations at school and home and other activities, I felt overwhelmed. My life had been turned upside down. While in this preoccupied state of mind, I received a call from my beehive advisor. She asked if the beehives could come and clean our house. I quickly agreed, not needing to look around to know what help was needed. At 7 the next morning, my smiling classmates and beehive leaders knocked on the door. What a sight! They were armed with cleanser, rags, brooms, brownies, music, and happy attitudes. We got to work, and for that moment, all of my problems were forgotten. A little later, our young women president appeared behind me and asked if we had any gardening clippers. Where had she come from? Then I took a step outside. Priests were mowing the front lawn while the laurels were fixing up the bushes and flowers. It was as if I had entered a dream world where all I needed to do was open a door and people were there to do whatever was needed. Several laurels came up and hugged me. I guess I hadn't been dreaming after all. I could clearly see the love of Christ radiating in everyone that night, and I realized how precious the gospel was to me. I didn't just belong to a ward, but to a much larger family who could be there when I needed them. I realized the goodness of church members who were so willing to give their time to serve others. I felt fortunate to be friends with such youth. Allowing me to partake of their kindness was the greatest gift they could have given me. It made me think of the scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. In the next months, my family received many more acts of kindness from neighbors and ward members, but I've never forgotten that one evening when, instead of doing something more fun, the young men and women did extra chores out of the goodness of their hearts. End of the article, My Maid Service.